Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota voters will decide in November whether to legalize recreational marijuana for adults over the age of 21. The constitutional amendment would also allow medical marijuana use and industrial hemp. If the measure passes, supporters say the industry could raise millions in tax revenue. Opponents say legalization could increase impaired driving. SDPB's Lee Sturbinger reports.
Since 2017, nearly 3,750 South Dakotans faced charges and convictions for marijuana-related offenses. More than 200 served time in jail or the state penitentiary. Those behind legalization efforts say that costs the state too much money. Brendan Johnson is the former U.S. Attorney for South Dakota and the president of South Dakotans for Better Marijuana Laws. Johnson says marijuana convictions have serious ramifications.
It's harder to get housing. It's harder to get an education. It's harder to get a job because in South Dakota and too many places still, it's a scarlet letter. And that takes people off of who should be good taxpaying citizens. And it makes that so that they're not. They're not going to be able to support their families as they otherwise would have been able to.
Instead of criminalizing pot use, Johnson says the state should regulate and tax the industry. The Legislative Research Council says that could raise about $30 million a year. The tax revenue would be split between state schools and the general fund. The ballot measure would allow South Dakotans over 21 to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana and grow up to 6 plants for personal use. Local governments could ban marijuana dispensaries in any community. South Dakota is one of 5 states with a marijuana ballot measure this year. 33 states have approved medical marijuana use. Recreational marijuana is already legal in 11 states, plus Washington, D.C. However, the federal government still considers cannabis a Schedule I controlled substance. Brendan Johnson calls this constitutional amendment measure one of the strictest in the country.
And every state that has passed this, which states have repealed it? Right, not.
Any substance used to alter your brains is not necessarily good for you.
That's Captain Tony Harrison with the Pennington County Sheriff's Office.
To legalize another one is a concern for me as a parent, as a community member, as an officer, and everything else.
Harrison is a former drug interdiction officer and spent decades busting people for drug trafficking, including marijuana. He says voters should look at Colorado to understand what can happen when marijuana becomes legal. He points to data from the Rocky Mountain High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area. That's a federal program designed to track and reduce drug use. It reports traffic deaths involving marijuana have increased by 109%.
You can't smoke pot and drive better. It's not possible. And for anyone that says, "Why drive better high than I do drunk?" Well, that's I wouldn't hang my hat on that statement. That's not good.
Some Colorado officials say it's hard to pin down the increase in traffic deaths on pot use. The state has also seen a major population boom since legalization 8 years ago.
Just because marijuana is legalized doesn't mean that all of a sudden people are going to start driving high.
Sam Cole is the traffic safety manager for the Colorado Department of Transportation.
People have been driving high ever since cars and marijuana existed together.
Cole says last year, 49 fatalities involved someone who was at or above Colorado's legal intoxication level for marijuana. That's 8% of fatal crashes. The Colorado Department of Health reports the state has seen a 4% increase in marijuana-impaired driving within 2 to 3 hours after use. The study has a 3% margin of error. Cole says that's not a big increase since legalization, but the number is significant.
So I think it's important whether or not a state legalizes marijuana that they do outreach and education and enforcement around the issue of stone driving.
That's because there are huge gaps in our understanding about how much and how long marijuana impairs a driver's judgment. Dr. Cinnamon Bidwell is an assistant professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Colorado Boulder. She says there's a standard with alcohol that's clearly linked to impairment and driving risk. Officers can determine a driver's intoxication with a breathalyzer. Bidwell says there are a lot of big question marks with pot.
with cannabis, there's a development of tolerance in certain types of users. And so when you try to look at blood levels and link with impairment, it differs between an occasional user and a regular user.
States that have legalized cannabis have set an impairment standard for the level of THC in a person's blood. THC is the psychoactive compound in marijuana that makes people feel high. The limit is 5 nanograms per million of THC in a blood sample. But Bidwell says that metric is not perfect.
So we know that medicinal users or people who use regularly might just be walking around with that level of THC in the blood, and they would have a level of tolerance that wouldn't necessarily be indicative of impairment for that type of user. However, occasional users or other types of users may have that impairment at that blood level or even lower.
Bidwell says intoxication also depends on how people ingest cannabis, whether they eat it or smoke it, and the time it takes to feel high. She says there are still many unanswered questions, partly because of the federal prohibition on marijuana. That still restricts pot use in the majority of states. It also limits the way researchers are able to study the chemistry of the plant. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.